So, was there any attempt to intercept these tankers? A question for our security correspondent, Frank Gardner.
I don't think there was. There may well have been discussions, radio two ways, over the airwaves that we don't know about. But it's quite significant, this, because this was supposed to be a total blockade by the US of Iran's Gulf ports. In fact, of its entire coastline, including Shah Bahar, down further to the east. But two of those ships left Iran's ports of Bushehr in one case and Bandar Imam Khomeini in the other. So either the US didn't know about it or chose to let them go for some reason. Now, it may be, some are suggesting that these vessels had used something called spoofing, where, so every ship has something called an AIS, an automatic identifier system. It's basically a transponder that tells people where it is. And you can spoof that by trying to pretend that you're somewhere that you're not. I mean, for those of us who've done time covering the Israel-Palestine conflict, for example, I found that I might be in the middle of Israel and my phone is telling me I'm in Beirut. So these things happen sometimes. Now, it may be that that is what's behind it, but either way, there is clearly an inconsistency here in this blockade.